You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 and verse 6. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. Now, brethren, the scripture is giving us a great privilege here, that we can walk with the mind of Christ. He says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. The reason why Jesus did everything he did was his mindset. And the scripture is saying, we also must have the same mindset with Jesus. Not the mindset of an entrepreneur. Not the mindset of a motivational speaker. It says the mindset of Jesus. The same mind that was operating in Jesus, the operating system in Christ, is the same operating system that every child of God must have. He says, let this mind be in you. It's your responsibility. You can choose to let the mind of Christ be in you, and you can choose to continue with your sinful mindset. I've seen that many people would die than to allow the mind of Christ to function in them. They are so used. They are so committed to their old ways, to their old mindset. That's all they want to see. Even when you are showing them Jesus and you say, but this is Jesus, this is how Jesus behaved, they still say, no, that's not what they want to do. They will do what they want to do. How can you call yourself a Christian and you are not walking in the mind of Christ? What then makes you a Christian? In what way then are you a child of God? Where is the fruit in your life? He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. He's simply saying that Jesus didn't consider it anything wrong to be equal with God. Now look at the man we are studying here. He's equal to God. He's equal to God. Now look at the first thing he did. A person who is equal to God. The Bible says in verse 7, he made himself of no reputation. That's somebody who is equal to God. Brethren, are we equal to God? Are we even, how will we describe ourselves? If somebody that is equal to God can make himself of no reputation, how about you and I? Do you know that it is reputation that makes you feel insulted? Because you feel like, why is he talking to me like this? How can my wife speak to me like this? How can this young person speak to me like this? Do they know who I am? Did you know Jesus didn't think like that? Otherwise, look at it. God came amongst us. And we could insult him. We could slap him. And at no point did Jesus say, you don't know who you are slapping. You don't know who you are slapping. By the time I finish dealing with you, do you know he made himself of no reputation? Jesus was trekking through the land of Israel every day. Few times he would use boats when he had to cross over to places separated by waters. But Jesus was trekking, going everywhere, preaching. He was not ashamed. That is God. That is God. That's the person we should have been worshiping, taking care of, doing everything for him. We should not even allow his feet to touch the ground. In fact, we are probably not even worthy to do that. Yet, he chose to come amongst us. The Bible says, he made himself of no reputation. Today, men are seeking reputation. Jesus didn't care about reputation. And the Bible says, this was, it's a mindset, brethren. Reputation is a mindset. If you reset that mind, you will have no reputation. As a husband, can you make yourself of no reputation? As a wife, as a boss, as a father, as a friend, can you make yourself of no reputation? Some of you, your reputation is because you have traveled out of the country. You now say, don't they understand that I'm living in the US? That in itself becomes a reputation to you. Your title have become your reputation. I pray that the mind of Jesus will be in you, a mind that makes himself of no reputation. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. God bless you.